So we only have another half hour of presentation material. No, really, we're done. To wrap it up, the RFI results are in, the RFP results are in, and we're satisfied with the progress on both of those. There will be a press release for those of you that were rapidly taking notes while Nick was talking that summarizes the information on the characterization of the RFP results. It'll go out of Carson's office today. The LCE work is progressing, and really for where we are relative to the timeline I gave you at the end of June, we are moving along the timeline and are satisfied with where we are. The big challenge is now, what do we have and how good is it, and that's our job to evaluate and bring it.
So Bob, back to the two deputy facilities, are we actively working on developing infrastructure to facilitate operating as a single unit now?
Oh, yes. In fact, that's probably the one portion we didn't cover in our presentation is Kirk will likely in September convene another design charrette, is what they call it, when you bring in all the parties and talk about, well, how could things best be laid out in a single utility as opposed to how it was laid out in the past. And that could involve changing in pipe sizing. It might involve changes in phasing. It might say, well, maybe the backbone needs to be put in first, and then you can have the opportunity to do neighborhoods around, and that will be the two local utilities, along with Kirk and other interested parties, in taking the information that they got from NSTAR on the hydraulic modeling and putting it into different alternatives for a combined system. So I'm sorry, that should have been in
what. So do you think it would be beneficial, subject to closing, with Intex, that we should have a memorandum of understanding between FNG and IGU, be able to work off of that memorandum to work concurrently on this joint benefit? Before we start spending time, effort, maybe dollars?
You've already bargained your sales agreement, but the idea in itself and the timeline is reasonable to accomplish regardless. So you couldn't make it a condition precedent because you already bargained.
No. I'm talking about between FNG and IGU as far as the teams working together.
Yep.
They're two separate entities. They'll still be two separate entities in 6 months from now. Now,
yes,
they may operate as one, and that's what we're trying to get to eventually. So to me, there should be some MOU between both entities that says, set out the goals that what you're trying to achieve, short-term and long-term, before you start doing the engineering charrette or whatever you're going to do to try to maximize design and whatnot. I'm talking about even operationally, sooner than later.
Well, we've started by looking at the local control entity who will be the one who manages that. And so that's the work with the City of Fairbanks, Golden Valley, and IGU. And having that agreement in advance of a local control entity participating in that, we put the LCE first because we thought they needed to be part of that discussion as well.
I'm just curious why we wouldn't have an MOU between the two separate entities right now to work off of, why the LCE is getting together. Something, the two separate distinct entities. So something.
I'm taking that as input.
Maybe just a quick burst on construction. How are you doing?
I'd ask Dan to speak to his own. I'm more familiar with the North Pole because I get their newsletter. The North Pole is progressing along at about the same pace, when you guys saw, just under a mile a day. Probably more challenging in the core North Pole than in the outlying areas. As of yesterday, almost all the 2-inch that's designed was in, and so it's a larger pipe that's left in the more congested areas is the work that's left in there. They're fully expecting to be on target for that mid-October completion.
Yeah, this is Mr. Davis, the record. So to answer that a little bit, because we have loans out for that construction, so one of my staff and I are going through the loans. They're both on track. FNG is good to lay down 15 miles of pipe, and it's spent to get about another 15 done. By the end of September, the draws have been paid for the work done. The same way with the IGU, they're on track. Also, we've been working with AA to make sure that the monies we're spending on the pipe would be compatible with integration. That's my report.
Dan, how many miles you got down?
We're a little over 15. We've been concentrating pretty heavily on some difficult jobs. We've got an 8-inch significant back fender and all the way around College Road, tying our eastern to our University West area together. Coordinating that effort with a major DOT project going on at College Road. We're also participating with the City of Fairbanks of the Cushman road project, putting some piping in underneath the utilidors, areas like that. That is kind of a once in a lifetime chance to get that pipe in when they're doing that work on Cushman Street, especially when there's a utilidor running straight down it. We've just had our third contractor starting up next week, and we're completing University West construction almost entirely of Aurora, which is a good mixed-use area of residential and commercial. Highland Homes is complete already this year, so we're on target, making good progress, and especially under some very challenging areas with the existing neighborhoods and large family parks. So, going well.
Yeah, that's great.
So you're avoiding tearing up. You're avoiding tearing up new pavement.
We try to as much as we can, and we can good coordinate point. With the pavement project that's going on. We do so. So yeah, we go.
Thank you, Bob. Appreciate the update. Anything else on the interior update, John?
No further.
We're done with that. Item number E is up next, executive session. I entertain a motion to go into executive session.
Mr. Chairman, move that the board enter an executive session to discuss confidential and financial information related to the Interior Energy Project Brooks Range Petroleum Mustang Operations Center, Bluecrest Energy Joe Rig, and Skagway Ore Terminal.
Second.
All right. No objections. We're in executive session. Same room.
It's back on the record. You're back on the record.
Thank you, Corinne. Well, welcome back. The board has not taken any formal action out of the matters discussed in the executive session, so we're out of the executive session at this time, 4:15. Next up on our agenda is director's comments. John?
Yeah. So first comment, as the U.S. assumes the chair for the Arctic Council, there will be an Alaska Arctic Host Committee launch at the Alaska Performing Arts Center on Friday, August 14th from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. And I would just encourage participation to help drive a conversation there on Arctic commerce. See, other than that, loan and dashboard and reports, development project matrices, project fact sheets are available for your review. Staff's available to answer questions if you have questions on those. The continuing education calendar, if board members are interested in attending a course, please contact Chair Severson. And the next ADA board meeting is scheduled for Thursday, September 24th, 2015 at ADA's offices.
Thanks, John. I'd like to the closing director's comments. As the chair, real quickly, for the record, I'm going to appoint Interior Energy Project Subcommittee. Those members are going to be Gary, Fred, and myself. And the idea is being is a couple week updates, working with Bob Chefchek and John, the team. It looks like a fast moving pace, and we want to make sure that we're in the loop on it. Does anybody have objections to that? All right.
Thank you.
Board comments?
Mr. Chairman.
Fred?
Mr. Springsteen, could I ask for an update to the board continuing education calendar just for whatever's currently on the horizon? That was of interest to me. I don't know how it might fit any of it in, but there's some good stuff on that calendar. And to Mr. Chairman, I just wanted on behalf of myself and perhaps the board speak to my appreciation for our procurement official, Mr. Erickson's cautions to us all about confidentiality. I thought they were well-founded and timely, and I just
appreciate that cautionary note that he provided to us. He's very professional.
Any comments?
I just want to update the board that the MASU is going to host a big energy forum the first part of November. We're going to have some economists coming from New York and from Texas. So you will be getting some stuff in the mail about that.
Okay. Great. Any other comments? I'd like to say, John, thank you for all the information presented today, with all the different teams and the updates. We look forward to further updates on all the projects that it is involved with. And then, good news with the Seafood Center and Malone and with Change Point. That was good news. I'm glad to hear it. And I remember the days when we're going through that. So another success. Thank you. With that, I'll take a motion for adjournment. So moved.
Second.
We're adjourned. Thank you.